witnesses of all the events and of the procession, and most of all of the police assaults and aggressions to the protesters, has been invaded by police forces. 200 police officers, maybe more, have arrived in Via Cesare Battisti at 12:20. Their aim to find all the dangerous and compromising material, photos and films taken by media activists, and to arrest those who were suspected to have opposed resistance to the police forces. The police has also busted into the front door school, Pertini School, that hosted many activists that had taken refuge after today's march. 57 injured young men and women have been taken away by ambulances, badly beaten. Some others, those who still could walk, have been taken away on police vehicles. Journalists and lawyers were not allowed to enter Pertini School during the searches, and fresh blood stains were found on the floor. Without any warrant, that is, without any legitimacy, the police has violated a legitimate building. Deputies, lawyers, journalists, cameramen, and Vittorio Agnoletto, spokesman of the GSF, and many others have immediately arrived to the media centers to witness the police brutal behavior and the attempt to steal the proofs of the slaughter. A chorus has raised from the people that was witnessing the events crying assassins toward the police. Radio Gaff, the only ones that are remained in the building, together with indie media activists, the others that had already left the building tonight, has remained untouched by them, continuing to transmit on air and in streaming. Police forces have left the school at about 2:30 a.m. Radio Gaff continues to receive calls of solidarity from our listeners, besides testimonies of today's events. Indie media activists suspect some spies to have been between them, since specific computers were taken away by the police. There were conserved the most important material. This is all with Radio Gaff Flash News by now.